Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday, October 21st. I'm sorry, October 23rd, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Sorry, I've been gone for a couple of days. Gotta get the date straight. Welcome, welcome, whatever platform you are listening, as always, be it on the live or on the replay. Thank you very much. Hey, Frankie, welcome. How are you, girl? Hey, Brina, I am back. I am back. Welcome, welcome. Oh, boy. Brina, your Discord had me cracking up. You made me laugh. Definitely made me laugh out loud. And you always need that laugh. That's okay. Oh, boy. Ninja, welcome back, girl. Hope all is well with you. And Juju's in the house. Hi, Juju. Can't wait till Thursday, Juju. Can't wait till Thursday. Doing, friend? All right, so let's get started. Why do some people think that you have to explain everything to them? Like, you owe them. Okay, now, understand, I kill your dog, I kill your cat, I kill a member of your family, I just ram into your house with my car. Yeah, you want to know why. But for some things, it's like, why do people feel that you have to tell them, you know, like, if you're going someplace, well, where are you going? Or if you were late, you know, getting to a particular place, it has absolutely nothing to do with them. You were just late. You have to tell them why you were late. It's not affecting them at all, but they want to know why. Hey, crazy lady, why is it that some people just want to know why? And you should explain it, especially if they don't get it. If you try to tell them something and they don't get it, why should you have to consistently keep breaking it down for them? If they don't get it, then that's on them. At least that's how I feel. That's my own personal opinion, you know. Why do some people feel that you just have to, you know, explain, or you must or should explain everything? Because bottom line, and again, this is my own personal opinion, everything is not your business. You know, if I say I'm going here, don't ask me, why are you going there? You know, some people I, you know, just stop telling things to because I don't want them to consistently ask me why. Because the why is not their business. And again, I say, unless you're directly involved, if we're working on something for work and I don't show up on that Saturday that we're supposed to get this project done because we have to turn it in on Monday and I don't show up, well, then, yeah, you have the right to ask why. You know, but if it's just, you know, if it's just my own personal business, my personal business is none of your business and your personal business is not my business. Now, if you're willing to share, that's one thing. But don't expect me to have to share back with you. And there are some people who feel that way. Hey, Father Brian, welcome. There are some people who feel that because you share with them, you know, they're sharing a part of their life with you, then you should share parts of your life with them. I'm sorry. I disagree. What people choose to volunteer, that's what they choose to volunteer. I should not have to explain anything to you unless you are directly involved. So, you know, do you guys disagree? You agree? You know, again, I'm going to use that word. You think I'm being too harsh? You know, because I do get accused of that from time to time. you know, but I mean, in all seriousness, though, I mean, do you all feel that you have to explain your actions, especially if your actions are not hurting someone else? If you're just, you know, just minding your own business. Brina says, some people are just nosy. Yes, they are. Some people take it personally when you don't tell them different reasons for it, but overall, you tell people what you want to tell them. Brina, I agree with you 100%, 100. But people are nosy. I mean, you know, we all have our little nosiness, you know, whatever. You know, all of us have our, you know, times when we want to be Mrs. Kravitz looking out the window. Some of y'all may be too young to know who Mrs. Kravitz is. But, you know, my husband sometimes accuses me of you being Mrs. Kravitz. You know, I'm looking out the window, see, you know, what that noise is and what's this or what's that. But I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm trying to see, you know, you about to do something that's going to, you know, mess with my property or whatever. You know, I'm going out there to see. So, Abner. Oh, Rita, yes, yes. Oh boy. You know, so I'm just, you know, and I guess, you know, I'm saying this because I'm tired of certain people. And if they happen to listen to this show on the replay either soon or 5 years from now or whatever, It just gets to be a bit much. You know, I said recently that I was going to a particular place and they were like, why are you going there? Who do you know there? First of all, why do I have to know somebody in order to go somewhere? I mean, when you go to the store, do you know people when you go to the store? I mean, yeah, you may know the cashier or whatever, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like, why do you have to know someone? You know, if you're renting an apartment or you're buying a house or, you know, you're buying that car, why do you need all that room? Why are you buying such a big car? Why are you buying such a small car? Well, don't you think, you know, it's like, it's none of your business. Why are you paying for it? Did I ask you for any money? Are you going to be, you know, emotionally involved in my choice of whatever I am going to purchase? Mind your business. Mind your business. But people have a hard time doing that. You know, why do you, you know, do this, but you don't do that? Why are you doing that with them, but you're not doing it with me? Well, apparently because I want to do it with them and I may not want to do it with you, or maybe I don't have time to do it with you, or maybe whatever. But again, it's none of your business. You know, people get upset with, or as Brina would say, people take it personally, and some people do. Hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. You know, some people do. They take things so personal. But then again, then they turn around, they do the exact same thing that they just took personal, that they're so, my feelings are hurt. You know, they're all into their feelings. I'm sensitive. Well, you aren't into your feelings and sensitive or when you were being nosy. But see, then the tables are turned and people, they don't or can't deal with it. You know, so once again, why? Why do some people really feel that you must explain things to them, especially when it doesn't have anything to do with them, when it's not going to affect them any way, shape, or form? And Brina says, do you think sometimes people have that fear of missing out? Yeah, I think, you know, Brina, is interesting because when I was thinking about this, it made me think back to when I was younger, you know, when I was in school. And when you're young, you don't want to miss out. You know, and I'm about to bring my dogs into this, okay, because I have three. You know, one of my dogs, you know, if I call one dog, the other two come running because they think they're going to miss out. But then when they see that the other one's about to get a bath or, you know, something like a nail clipping or something that they definitely don't want, then all of a sudden I can't find the other two. And when you're younger, you know, children sometimes have a way of, because they're missing out. But I have found, Brina, that as I get older, it's like the adults are worse than the children. The adults feel like they don't want to miss out. But what are you missing out on? Why are you asking me my personal business? Because, you know, because if I wanted you to know, I would tell you. I mean, if I tell you, if I tell you that I'm not able, if you would invite me someplace and I tell you, I'm sorry, I'm not able to come, don't ask me why. You know, I politely decline your invitation. Don't ask me why. If I ask you if you want to go somewhere or if I invite you someplace and you say, I'm sorry, I have, you know, other plans, I'm not going to ask, well, what? What do you have to do? That's not my business, and it's rude. At least that's my. Yeah, Brina, it is cute, but sometimes it's like, oh Lord, here comes the whole gang. Then you got three pairs of eyes looking at you, like, well, what are they gonna get? Or the other two are like, what are they going to get? You know, whatever. You know, but again. I think it's rude to ask someone what they're going to do or why can't they do something. Because that, for me personally, that just rubs me the wrong way. Because when you ask me why, then I'm tend to get a little bit rude. You know, or you say that, you know, I'm sorry, you know, thanks for inviting me. I have to go. Well, where do you have to go? It's not your business. You know, and it could be that maybe I just don't want to stay. Or it could be that when you invited me someplace and I say, I'm sorry, I have other plans. It could be that I just don't want to go. So would you, I mean, so, you know, so should we now say, if people want you to explain and they feel like you owe them, if some people are bullshitting, not saying that they are, but if some people are, you know, are giving a BS answer, should you give the BS answer or should you tell the truth? That might hurt their feelings. So if you told the truth about something that may hurt their feelings about that explanation of why, and you hurt their feelings, Would they stop asking? Or would they just accuse you of being rude? Probably accuse you of being rude. And do you always want that answer? Do you always want the answer that you're asking for? And as we've said many times on this show, if you're not prepared for the answer, don't ask the question. You know, so again, I just ask, are you prepared for that explanation that you want? Because a lot of people aren't. You know, or as the movie goes, you can't handle the truth. Sometimes it's good just not to ask why. Sometimes it is good just to let things go. You know, sometimes, you know, it is good just to, you know what? You may really want to know. But sometimes, sometimes it is good just to let it go. Because the explanation may either hurt your feelings or may piss you off. So y'all agree, you disagree? And again, this is my own personal opinion. Hello, Angel Bear. Welcome. Didn't see you pop in. Welcome. And Moshir, welcome. I did not see you pop in. Welcome. Welcome. You know, so guys, you know, and again, y'all have heard me say this on my show many, many times. And again, I know I've been accused of being harsh and what have you, but you know, I like I said, I've just gotten to a point in my life that, you know, I just can't deal with the BS anymore. You know, I'm too old for it. I don't engage in it. I walk away from it. I don't want to hear it from other people. You know, so when people start asking you to explain things to them, and Brina says, I think telling the truth is always the best way to go. But you know what, Brina? You know, but some people can't handle the truth. Some people, you know, say that they can. I'm one of those people who says that I can handle the truth. And believe me, I can. Y'all have heard many back and forths on this show with various people. You know, but some people can't. Some people, they get into their feelings. And then when you explain to them or you tell them, they get upset. And usually they're getting upset over something that, number one, is just not your business. It's not your business. Because Brina, one thing that I do tend to say to some people is when people ask me something and it's not their business, I will say, what business is it of yours? And then there's that pause. And then they look at me. Or it's crickets. You know, because I want to know, what business is it of yours? Somebody asked me about a year ago something about my family. And I kind of looked at them. I'm like, what business is it of yours? Hey, Ace, welcome. Glad you were able to make it. You know, so, you know, I just, okay, Brina says, you get that, oh shit, she came at me with a response. Yes, yes, because I'm that person who will respond. If you ask me a question, I am going to respond, and you may not like my answer. Depending upon your question, especially if your question is none of your business. Because I learned a long time ago, don't ask questions that are not your business because you get your feelings hurt. I went there, got my feelings hurt, got shut down. Guess what? It was a lesson learned. It was a lesson learned. You don't need to know the why of everything. And if I try to explain something to you and you don't get it or you don't like what I said, don't say, well, I don't, you know what? That's on you. You figure it out. I gave you an answer. If you don't like it, then that's on you. But I answered you. And a lot of people want answers where you are saying, you know, that you agree with them. My answer may not agree with yours. I've been around people that, you know, just because you all are friends or you're in a relationship, you're supposed to agree with the other person. Why? Just because you're my husband? Just because you're my wife? Just because you're my friend? No, I'm not a Stepford wife. I have my own opinions, and I can think for myself. But some people, they can't handle that. You know, some people are, I mean, some people are just, I don't know. So my question is this. Do you think that people who always have to know why, the why and the who, and, you know, you have to tell me, do you think that a lot of those people are insecure? And Brandon says, I don't always agree with my friends. It's about respect. It is. It is about respect. You know, I, you know, but Brina, unfortunately, a lot of people don't respect. A lot of people don't have that respect for your space. And Brina says, yep, insecure could be another reason. You know, so I don't know. I just think that Yes, I am. And Minnesota has known me for a long, long time. You know, I just have a problem with people always wanting to know why when it has nothing to do with them, when it has absolutely nothing to do with them, when it's not their business. You know, my sister and I, we have these conversations where we're talking about different things that are going on, whatever. And, you know, my sister, she tells me, you know, some things that are going on with her. And she's like, yeah, this person asked me this, whatever. And I'm like, and she always says, you know, I don't have to explain anything to you. And I start laughing because that's what we always say. We don't have to explain anything to you. Who are you? You know, and that goes with, and I'm going to go into a deep dive here too. You know, that goes to me with law enforcement. That goes with your, I'm sorry, Ace, but I have to go here too. That goes with teachers. That goes with anybody in authority. If it doesn't have anything to do with anything that's going to affect you, your job, your classroom, whatever. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. Don't pull me over and you want to know, why am I driving in this neighborhood? Did I break a law? Was I driving too fast? Did I go through a stop sign? Why? you know, why? I mean, there are some things that are just not your business. And they should not be asked. But unfortunately, it's not always like that. You know, and I'm going to get into relationships. You know, you have some people who I'm going to backtrack for a moment. If you all are into old movies, over the weekend I was watching this really old movie. In fact, I was watching it. I was watching it yesterday. And it was an old Humphrey Bogart movie. This was before he became Humphrey Bogart. And it's a movie called Midnight. It is only about an hour. And it was about this, it starts off with this woman who is on trial. And she kills her husband in a crime of passion. And the jury foreman, he stands up and he asks her one particular question. And the question ended up getting her a guilty verdict. And the question was, did you take his money before you killed him or after? And that question ended up getting her a guilty verdict and the electric chair. And all through the movie, the scene skips to the jury foreman's home, and he's trying to justify why he asked that question, because a lot of people felt that that question is what not just put her in jail, but she got the electric chair. And midnight that particular night was when this woman was supposed to die. Well, enter the subplot here with his daughter and Humphrey Bogart. And the daughter is mad crazy in love with Humphrey Bogart, whom she met at the trial. She met him during this woman's trial. She falls head over heels in love with her. And Humphrey Bogart comes over like 4 hours before midnight. And she's like, oh, I love you. I love you. I just can't live without you. You know, those old movies like, oh, no, you must stay with me. Blah, 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 blah. And so he's like, you know, no, I have to go. I'm leaving town. I'll be back. She says, no, I can't live with no one but you. I can't live with you know, I must have you. Please don't leave me, you know, whatever. So she sees that he has a gun. When she's hugging him, she feels, you have a gun. Why do you have a gun? You know, whatever. So he says that Humphrey Bogart says that he will come by and see her at 11:45. And his train was to leave at 12:30. So 15 minutes before the execution of this woman, but 45 minutes before Humphrey Bogart's train was supposed to leave. So she says, if you don't come by 11:45, I'm going to come to the train station. So in between all this that is going on, her brother turns off the phone because all the reporters are outside wanting to know what her father, who was the juror, how he feels. You know, they're all waiting outside until 12 midnight. So she realizes that the phone hadn't rung. The daughter does. So she jumps up. And she runs outside. Humphrey Bogart was there. They drive around the corner, and she goes to this whole thing about, I must be with you. Take me with you, whatever. So Humphrey Bogart was like, okay, I'm going to break it down for you. It was fun while it lasted, but I don't want to be with you anymore. I'm leaving. I'm going to another town. There'll be other women, and there'll be other women in a week. There'll be another more women in a month. So basically, he's just saying, I'm going from woman to woman. She gets upset. She kills him. Okay, the daughter kills Humphrey Bogart. Comes home like right after midnight. So when she's killing Humphrey Bogart, it switches to the woman dying in the electric chair. Both of these are crimes of passion. So when the daughter walks home with this gun in her hand, all dejected and everything, and the father's like, oh, what happened? What happened? You know, whatever. And everybody's like, oh, what happened? What happened? And she's like, I killed him. You know, and the father, the jury foreman, realizes it's a crime of passion. Now, I went through this whole long story. You know, I go through this whole long story to come back to say, why can't you just take, you know, you ask that question and you want to know why I can't come with you. Why won't you take me with you? Okay, you're not, I'm trying to say you can't go because I have a job, or you can't go because, you know, I'm going to be real busy. No, I finally got to get down to the nitty gritty and say, you can't come with me because I don't want to be with you anymore. Okay, so why can't people just, you know, why can't people just let it be? Or you get the answer that you don't want to hear, but then you take it to the next level. So my answer, you may not like it. You may have been the only one that was hurt, but for that particular case, my answer may have hurt your feelings, but it also ended up hurting me because you killed me because I'm dead. You know, so when I say I get into the relationship thing, why do some people want to be with people who don't want to be with them? Why can't they just, again, do you really want my answer? Do you really want my answer? I can give you the BS answer and everybody's all, you know, just go about their merry way. Or you can have the true answer, which may hurt your feelings. And Brina says, I was shocked. Yes, major. The insecurity, yes. Yes, Brina. And you know those movies back from the 30s, the music was do, you know, so all that was going on. You know, but, you know, and the thing is at the end of the movie, the father ended up turning her daughter in. But the DA ended up saying that the daughter was confused. No, the daughter was confused. This guy was, you know, he was bad, bad. We may never find out. You know, so it's okay to kill this one woman on a crime of passion, but the other one, you're going to let her go. You know, but I don't know. I went through that whole long thing, you know, just to say that when you ask a question from someone, and you keep asking why, where you want them to explain everything to you, you may not like the answer. You may not like the answer. The answer may be something that you were not expecting. Or even if you were, sometimes saying it out loud makes it real. And you don't want to hear it. It either pisses you off or hurts your feelings. And it may make you do something else that you may or may not regret later. If you tell me that you can't go somewhere, okay, maybe next time. If not next time, all right. I'm not asking you why. Because the why is not my business. And usually I don't care. If you want to tell me, you will tell me. People volunteer things that they want you to know. If someone says they can't go somewhere because they have to go to work the next day, or they have to get up early for work the next day, it may be seen as something as simple as, well, why couldn't you just say that? Why should you have to? Why should you have to? It could be that I can't go to your party because I was invited to someone else's party. And that's somebody else, maybe somebody that you know, and you realize that, oh, you weren't invited. Now you're butthurt. But you wanted to know. And they told you. everything does not need an answer. Everything is not your business. And again, hey, Power Girl, welcome. You know, and again, I say, you know, unless it's something that affects you personally, unless it's something that directly affects you, or unless, you know, something that you are concerned about, if it's your child and they're doing something and you're asking them, you know, where are you going? Number one, they live in your house, so you have a right to ask them. But there's also that concern. But for a lot of other people, no, I don't owe you anything. As much as you would like for me to tell you something, I don't owe you anything. Well, y'all, I did all the talking today because y'all were real quiet. But that's okay. You know, but, you know, you have people who, in terms of relationship, they fall in and out of love every single day. Some people because they meet somebody else. Some people because they just don't want to be with that person anymore. I had a friend tell me about 4 years ago that they were getting divorced, and I was shocked. And I said, really? I said, wow. And she said, yeah, he said that he doesn't love me anymore. I didn't ask why. She told me, and I just remember thinking, wow, that must have hurt. Yeah, Brina, it is. It is. Very tough. You know, so, and that's another thing, too. It's like, if you hear something or gossip or something, and then you go to that person, you ask them, is it true you're getting divorced? Is it true that you broke up? I mean, first of all, that's not your business. But that's also bringing hurt to someone else because, you know, now they may not want to answer you. They may not answer you, but it's none of your business. And people ask those questions. They go up to people asking them, is it true this or I heard? Okay, you may have heard something, but don't bring it to me. Even if it's about me, don't bring it to me, because if it's not your business, I don't want to hear it. Because the person who's asking, all they want to do is just get more gossip to go back to change the story around, and you know, because every time the story is retold, more things are added. They're just being nosy so they can turn around and gossip some more. And that's another thing where people, you get the answer on something and you're not going to like it because it's one of those, it's really none of your damn business questions. Juju says, one of my best friends told me her husband called her up at work and said, we need to talk tonight when I get home. Brina says, yes, that's really intrusive. When he got home, she said, what do you want to talk about? He asked for a divorce after 25 years. Wow. Well, damn, that's what I say, Brina. You had to call me at work? You knew you were going to see me when we got home anyway. You just couldn't wait till you got home and say, you know, can we sit down and have a chat? You got to call me at work? You know, I could be thinking, oh, we about to go on a trip to Spain or something. You're like, yeah, asshole. You know, I mean, seriously. So only thing I can say is watch what you ask people, because you may not like the answer. You may not like the answer that people give you. And if the answer that they give you is something you don't like, is this something that is deserved because you never should have asked the question in the first place? You know, is it a question that you never should have asked, you know, in the first place? So, you can't get all pissed off and what have you, because like I said, you never should have asked the question in the first place. So, but anyway, yes, Frankie, exactly. So anyway, guys, that is all I have. Rena, I'm sorry. I have to say this. Guys, there will be no show tomorrow. I will be back Wednesday and Thursday, but there will be no show tomorrow. So I'm sorry, Rena. I have a client that I have to see early tomorrow morning, and I got to drive to LA, and I don't like that drive to LA. Oh, that's like 2 hours in traffic, and by the time I get back, Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave y'all with, and thank you everyone for coming and hanging out in the middle of your day. And Ace, thank you. I'm glad you were able to make it, because I know you are teaching and it's hard for you to get away from the kiddos sometimes, but thank you. Thank you, Father Brian. Thank you for popping in. Appreciate it. So I'm going to leave you guys with Toni Braxton, 7 whole days and not a word from you. So should she want the answer to why he's not answering her after 7 days? Oh, thank you, Rena. Thank you. So here we go. Toni Braxton, 7 whole days. 7 whole days.
You cared anything about love, you would have been front and center. Ooh, loving me and touching me, honey. You know if you knew anything about me, you would have been much more tender. Ooh, squeezing me, caressing me. You could have had about anything you wanted, but you missed it. You had me wrapped around your finger. You were talking kind of cocky, like you had it going on. All the while you knew that things were kind of shaky. You knew that you were wrong, dead wrong to be mistreated. How can we go on? Not a single word from you. I was kind of special. You were running around kicking every other girl down.
Well, everyone, that's it. Thank you again for joining in. I will be back on Wednesday. Thursday will be an open discussion day, and I already told someone I got my hit list out. And they know who they are. They know who they are. Juju. So you just outed yourself, Juju. You just outed yourself. The drive with no traffic from where I am is like 30 minutes in traffic, and I have to leave at 6 o'clock in the morning. It'll be about 2 hours. It'll be 2 hours. So, yeah. But Juju just outed herself, y'all. So she's one of the people on my hit list on open discussion. You know. And Ace, I'm gonna bring you into this for a moment. Yeah, even though, you know, you must mind your own business. Ace has a way of being in that neutral zone. You know, she is Switzerland. To stay neutral, which I always, you know, kind of laugh to myself. But anyway, y'all, enjoy the rest of your day in wherever you are. And I will see you on Wednesday. All right. Bye.